Good evening. My name is Robin, and I'm one of the owners of the Wyndham House and Retreat. And I'd like to thank you for attending this webinar this evening, which is on how to make money from overseas property. This is one in a series of webinars. And if you haven't had the chance to see any of the others, please speak to the person who introduced you, and they'll give you a link so you can have a look at them. Also, one of our trusted partners, Reality Bundles, has some customers they've invited here this evening. So a special welcome to you too. At the end of the webinar today, I will take questions. And you can put your questions into the question box as I'm going through the webinar. If you're not used to the software, when you look at your screen, you'll see a small little orange arrow. If you click on the orange arrow, some boxes will turn up, one of which will be questions. And please put your questions there, and I'll be delighted to answer them at the end. So, first of all, before I go on talking about how to make money from overseas property, I'm just going to explain a little bit of who we are and our history of our company. We have been involved in the sale and construction of over 3,000 properties worldwide in 10 different countries. But we work a bit different to the normal developer because we never work with bank or finance charges. And that's really, really important from a safety and security angle. And if you don't take anything else out of this webinar today, there's only two real messages, the next slide and this point here. Most people are used to the idea of buying a house. And when you buy a house, you put down a deposit and you borrow the rest of the money to buy the house. And then what you do is you pay interest payments to the bank because they've lent you the money. Now, that's a great way of owning a home, and it's a very normal way of owning a home nowadays. But what it does mean, if you can't keep up with those interest payments to the bank have a charge on your home. And unfortunately, the bank can take your home if you don't keep up with the interest payments. Well, it's very similar with a resort. Some developers will put down a deposit when they want to buy the land and then borrow the rest of the money from a bank. That means they buy all the land, they get planning, they build the resort, and they sell the properties to pay off the bank loan. But they also have the same problem you would have if you were buying a house, which is they need to make interest payments to the bank. And if they don't make interest payments to the bank, then the bank can call in the loan and take the resort, which can obviously cause huge problems for anyone who's bought there. Now, the good news is we don't do any of that. We don't borrow money from banks or financial institutions, and we have no charges over our assets in relation to borrowing money. So it's very safe and secure. And we've always tried to do this because buying a holiday home can be an incredibly wonderful opportunity. But it may also be the second largest and most expensive thing you ever buy in your lives. So it's very, very important that you work with a company which is trusted and the purchase is safe and secure. We work with powerful partners. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And we give lifetime aftercare. This is incredibly important. Hopefully you know the process of buying a house. And when people buy a house, they will generally go to an estate agent or a realtor, depending on what country you're in. And the realtor will sell you the house, they'll get paid their commission, and then you'll never see them again. Well, we're different because we're not only the company who sells you the property, we're also the developer. And we're the company who deal with the maintenance of your property, of the renting of your property. And one day, when you choose to sell, we'll be the company who will sell the property for you. So the same person you're dealing with on the day you buy will be involved in the same company right until the end. And we think that's exceptionally important. We're still dealing with people we sold to properties in Bulgaria 14, 15 years ago. And here's some of the properties we built in the past. You can see a marina development on the Black Sea coast there. Absolutely stunning ski resort in Pampovo in Bulgaria. Beautiful hotel we built in Malaysia, where all the properties are built out on stilts out to sea. And a wide range of properties. There's some Brazilian ones there I can see. We built all over the world. So, this was the slide I was talking about earlier. If you take nothing else out of this webinar today, please, please, please listen to this and remember this, because this is by far the most important message, rule, whatever you want to call it, you will ever hear in relation to property investment. And it's simple. If you are looking at buying a property and there's any form of investment angle, then unfortunately, you do not matter. Because no one in the world, no one has ever made a penny or ascent, whatever you want to call it, from buying a property. You can only ever make money if you could sell or you can rent the property. It sounds very, very common sense, but so many people forget that. And they will buy a property they like for them. And then when they want to rent it, it may not be the sort of property other people want to rent. And it may not be the sort of property other people want to buy. So if you want to buy a property and there's an element of investment or wanting to make money from it, then please consider the people who will rent it off you and the people who will buy it off you, because they are the ones who matter if you want to make money from your holiday home. So what we're going to talk about now is, obviously, you'll be aware that we have a resort. And I'm going to talk about the important differences with buying a tourism property within our resort to buying other property investments. And in essence, there are generally three types of property investments. The first is capital appreciation. This is where you will buy an asset, in our case, a property. And then you will wait for the property to go up in value. At the end of the day, when the property goes up in value, you sell it and you've made money. Very, very simple. Now, there are a few negatives to this sort of model. The first one is, it may be that you can't rent your property once you've bought it, because lots of people will say buy an old rundown property, or they'll buy a plot of land, which you can't actually make any money out of while you're waiting for it to go up in value. So with capital appreciation properties, not only it may not be a position of being able to get a rental return from it, but also the only way you can ever make money is if it goes up in value. A second method is buy to let, which has become incredibly popular in the last few decades. Now with buy to let, you get the advantages of capital appreciation, because hopefully the property will go up in value. And while it's going up in value, you've bought a property you can rent out. So now you're getting an income while you're waiting for the property to go up in value. To me, this is a lot safer way of moving forward with a property investment. But once again, there are a few hiccups which can happen. With buy to let, you are generally letting to one person or one household or one group of friends. And if that one entity has financial problems or something goes wrong in their life and they can't afford to pay you the rent, then your income goes, because your everything is reliant on one entity and all your eggs are in one basket, which is never a good idea if you're looking at making money from property. So if that person has a problem paying you, you may not be getting your rent. Also, you may have to try and evict them, which means legal fees, court fees, and it can become a very, very expensive situation. So although I genuinely believe buy to let is better than pure capital appreciation, there still has some hurdles you need to overcome. And then, not surprisingly, because I work in tourism, you have touristic property. And this, to me, is the most perfect form of property investment. And let me explain why. You still have capital appreciation. The properties will still go up in value. And whereas with buy to let, you are letting out the property to one entity, with touristic property, you still get to let it out and bring an income, but the people staying in your property will only generally stay for 1 or 2 weeks. So if any of them get in any financial troubles, it doesn't actually affect you so much, because you've got another person coming 2 weeks later. And the absolutely incredible thing is, when people buy a holiday or book a holiday or an Airbnb or from whatever method they do, in advance. So even if they do get into financial troubles, it doesn't actually affect you, because they've already paid to use your property. So tourism property is undoubtedly a lot safer way of making money out of property. Also, it is undoubtedly one of the most resilient markets in the world. There's a table, which unfortunately isn't in this webinar today. But once you finish the webinar, please speak to the person who introduced you to show you the table and the graph showing how touristic property has been affected by crisis. For example, the graph we can show you, shows that even through September 11th and the economic crisis in 2008 and SARS and MERS, the previous coronaviruses, they've had an impact on tourism. But they haven't stopped it, and tourism continues to grow year on year on year. And the reason for that is, as we all become more affluent, we want to use that money to enjoy ourselves, to spend quality time with our family. And so that's why tourism continues to grow, no matter what happens with world problems and crises. Also, when you buy a touristic property, it may be that you want to use it. Now, with a buy-to-let property we were talking before, you'll have a family in it maybe for 6 months, 12 months, or even longer. So you never get to use your home. But with touristic property, because your people are only staying in it for a few weeks, you get to stay in it yourself. And if you're buying a holiday home around a five-star hotel, let's say with a beautiful boutique chateau and huge rare facilities, you get an amazing time while you're staying in your holiday home. You get to make money from it because people are renting it out and it's going up in value. So it's giving you multiple income opportunities, which if you go back to what I said at the beginning, is incredibly important. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So our resort we're going to talk about in a minute is in France. But if you remember, I said the most important slide was you'll never make money by buying a property. You can only ever make money if you rent it or sell it. So let's look at the location first when we're looking at our resort. And our location is France. So why is France important to us? France is Europe's leading business aviation airport. France also has the leading freight airports. Most importantly for us, Europe's second busiest airport in terms of passenger traffic. It has the second longest high-speed rail network in the whole of Europe. France is ranked third in the whole of Europe for its national road system. And it's the leading European market for venture capital. All of that sounds great, and it's all very businessy. But what it doesn't say, which is the most important fact, and I'll speak to our marketing department at the end of it because he got missed out of the top there, is France is the most visited tourist destination in the world and has been for the last decade, bar none. So if you're looking to rent or sell your property, then where better in the world to build your resort than where the most amount of people in the world are going on holiday? Because that's going to maximize the opportunity for getting a rental return and an end user to buy it off you. So that's why we chose France. Now the resort we're building, why are we building our resort? Well, an interesting fact is that Center Parcs is one of the most successful hotel chains in the world, but offers a three-star experience. Now the reason Center Parcs is so successful is really, really simple. They build their resorts in stunningly beautiful areas away from cities, surrounded by nature. They build a huge range of facilities, far more than you ever would with a normal hotel. And they make sure that lots of them can be used in inclement weather. Now, well, the reason they do that is very, very clever. It means that people will go on holiday to them all year round. And in Europe, we get a lot of rain. So it's not a resort or a hotel which needs good weather. It will operate all year round and people have an amazing stay. And finally, the other really important part of Center Parcs is they put all of that together in a bundle, and in their advertising, they rely on guilt. They say, do you spend enough quality time with your children? Do you spend enough quality time with your family? Why not come to Center Parcs? If you come here, they'll put down their Nintendo Switches and their PlayStations, and you won't be working all day long, and you'll cycle with your children. You'll swim in our water parks. You'll get to walk through nature and walk through forests. And it's an incredibly powerful message, which is why Center Parcs works on over a 90% occupancy rate. Yeah, over a 90% occupancy rate. Find another hotel chain in Europe which can do that. And our mission is to create a world-class destination for those who love the idea of spending quality time with their family in an environment of outstanding natural beauty, exactly like Center Parcs, but who expect a far higher level of service than they would experience in the normal Center Parcs. So when we go back to our initial message of you'll never make money by buying a property, you can only ever make money if you can rent it or sell it. Just to summarize, where better to buy your holiday home than in the country which has the most amount of people visiting it? And is the resort is based on the model of the most successful hotel chain in Europe, but at a higher level. And then a resort who is partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world. I'm delighted to announce we are partnered with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. They have over 9,000 hotels worldwide in over 80 countries, 622,000 rooms. But the most important point is they have over 80 million people in their loyalty base. That's 80 million people who have loyalty card memberships, who love staying in Wyndham. So not only are we in the most successful country in the world for tourists, with the most successful business model in Europe for hotels, we partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world, with over 80 million loyalty members, who is an absolute specialist in the mice market. Very quickly, what mice market is, it doesn't mean we have huge amounts of rodents running around the resort. What it means is meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. In other words, maybe in your off season, you will fill up the resort with people coming to exhibitions and conferences. But the days of a conference where a boring person like me sits behind a lectern and preaches for a few hours, you'd be lucky to know I'm nearly finished, and then gives you some awful sandwiches and then speaks for another 3 hours are gone. With conferences nowadays, large companies like Wyndham are looking for resorts with a huge amount of facilities. So the delegates can play golf or use the spa or use any of the facilities we have. And that's why we were a perfect partner for the largest hotel chain in the world. Now the resort. Well, unfortunately, that picture doesn't show the whole of the resort because it can't. We own over 1 million square meters of land. The centerpiece of the resort is this absolutely stunningly beautiful chateau behind me, which is operating as an upscale hotel. But there's far more to it than that. So let's talk a bit about the resort. As I mentioned, there's over 1 million square meters of land. We have full planning for over 300 apartments and forest villas. The forest villas are to die for. They're detached, they're set aside from everything else. They're in a beautiful woodland with either views of one of the castles or over the golf course. They look like a treehouse, but they're built to five-star standards. They've got four bedrooms, they've got hot tubs, and they're incredible, absolutely incredible. We have an 18-hole golf course, a stunning spa chateau. I get incredibly excited about this chateau. In essence, we have a 16th century turreted chateau, and we're turning the whole of the chateau into a spa. Not only do, when you go into the chateau, do you have amazingly treatment rooms, up to 55 square meters in size, but also when you enter the chateau, we have a pool and you start off swimming inside the chateau and then you swim outside without having to get out of the pool. And just there's water beds just underneath the water. So you can lay back in the water, in the warm water. And when it's really cold outside and maybe there's snow on the ground, you'll have all the steam coming up and you're laying there feeling perfectly warm, maybe with a glass of champagne, taking in the view. Absolutely to die for. Incredible. It's my favorite part of the resort. We have over 60 activities we listed within the resort. But we're not just an off-plan development, as you must probably see lots of these being advertised nowadays. We're really well progressed with the resort. Phase one has been completed and is operating. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about viewing trips. And I really hope you take the opportunity to come stay with us, see the stunning chateau, see everything which is going on, and see the finished apartments. We also have about 60 apartments after phase one, which are about 70% completed, and are up to roof level. And if you speak to the person who introduced you today, they'll be delighted to send you a link to a drone video, which should show you the whole resort and how construction is moving on. And as I mentioned, we have the operating upscale chateau behind me, and the restaurant is absolutely to die for as well. Stunning, stunning food. So that's the resort. We're building a large Centerbox style resort for the clientele who expect a far higher quality of service. We're partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world, and we're in the most visited tourist country in the world. Because of that, you're buying a tourism property, we can offer you guaranteed returns. Now, what this means is, if ever you don't use your property, we want you to give it back to us. Because if you give it back to us, we will rent it out for you. And because we're renting it out for you, we can guarantee that there's options where you don't pay any maintenance, but also that we will give you money we generate from your rental income. Now, there's various different methods of ownership out there at the moment. So I'm going to give you the traditional form of ownership, which is where you will purchase a property, own the property yourself, and these are the returns that you'll get. Once you've bought your property, we will give you a 5% return for the first year. The reason we do that is a lot of our properties are off plan. So that gives us a year to build the property, but you shouldn't be at a disadvantage. So So we give you your 5% immediately upfront whilst we're building your properties for you. Then once the properties are finished, we give a 6% guaranteed rental return for the next 5 years. And then for the 5 years after that, we give an incredible 8% guaranteed rental return. Not only that, we're going to talk about the assured resales in a minute, so I'll zip through these slides actually. Not only those returns, but you also get to use your properties yourself. Now, if you use your property, you may reduce the returns you're going to get, but not by a great deal. And if you buy the whole property yourself, and you own it in your own name or in a company name, you so decide, you get to use it for 4 weeks of the year and still get those guaranteed returns, which is absolutely incredible. However, we're very aware that once you bought your holiday home and you stayed in it, had a wonderful time with your family, and you've achieved those very generous returns, which are obviously way better than you get in the bank nowadays, a time will come when you want to exit and sell your property. So we offered something called an assured resale. Now, to my knowledge, there's no one else in the world as confident of their product as us to be able to offer this. What we say is, once you've owned your property for 5 years, we feel you should sell it yourself on the open market. That's how you make the most amount of money. But if for whatever reason you want to give it back to us to sell, then we say, if we can't sell it within 6 months for 125% of the price you paid, then we'll increase your rental return by a whole 1% per annum. Now think about that. Imagine you went to a realtor or estate agent where you live and said you wanted to sell your property. And they said, yeah, we will. And if we don't sell it within 6 months for 125% of the price you paid, we'll give you money every single year. But that's what we're saying. We're saying that if you can't sell it, we'll give you an increase of 1% on your rental returns. Not only that, we also say that in 10 years' time, we feel you should sell your property on the open market. But if for whatever reason you don't and you want to give it to us, then if we can't sell it within 6 months for 150% of the price you paid, 150%, then we will increase your rental return by a whole 1% per annum again. To me, that's absolutely incredible. And it's not an offer, to my knowledge, which is out there in the market. But we can do it because we're that confident in our product. We're that confident in everything we're doing. And the projections we've got and the independent feasibilities reports we've got say, property's going to go up a lot more than that. So thank you very much for attending the webinar today. If you have any further questions, I'll have a look now and see if there are any. But please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you. The Chateau is operating now. We're out of lockdown. So we'd be absolutely delighted to meet any of you who wish to go on a viewing trip and come and have a look at what we're doing. As I say, the food's incredible. The Chateau's stunning. And I really recommend the red wine at the Chateau as well. So thank you very much for your time. I'm looking over and so far there is absolutely no questions. I'd like to think that's because I did so well. Hopefully it's not because people fell asleep. Okay, I'm going to give it another few seconds. No, looks like there's no questions. As I say, please speak to the person who introduced you this evening. If you've got any questions, you want to find out more. But the very basic summary, the really important point is, you won't make money by buying a property, whether it's overseas or wherever you live. You'll only ever make money if you can rent it or you can sell it. I think the best place in the world to buy an overseas property is in France, because it is the most visited tourist destination in the world, bar none, which means you've got the greatest chance of renting or selling it. And I think our business model is the best in the world because we're copying a business model which is already incredibly successful, Centrepark, but we're adapting it to more upmarket clientele, and we're working alongside the largest hotel chain in the world. Oh, there has been a question. Okay, thank you very much for the question, Henry. Unfortunately, there's lots of people who've come here from different agencies. So some people are looking at buying different methods. So without knowing which way you're looking at buying, I can't answer that question. But please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you this evening and they'll answer that question for you. Okay, I think that's about it. So thank you very much, everyone who attended, and thank you very much, all of the people from our partners at Reality Bundles. I hope you found it informative, and please don't hesitate to ask us for any questions at a later date. Thank you very much, and good night.